Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And one of the factors influencing the overall culture of our communities is the education of the people who live in them. And thanks to new technologies, we're learning more and more about the educational power of those earliest years of life. And there is a film called No Small Matter that delves deep into the impact of those essential first 5 years. It will be shown at Bemidji State University this coming Tuesday. And here to tell us more about that film and the research behind it and how we can inspire positive motion in regard to early childhood development and education is Bemidji State University Professor Lena Cole. Good morning, Lena. What do we know about those first 5 years of life and the developing child's brain?
Okay, so in the last 20 years, we have developed the capacity to take a peek in there and recognize that that's when all of the brain is growing. And yeah. So you have more neural connections before the age of 3 than you do any other time in your life. And at about age 3, we start to go for speed instead of just making those connections. So it all happens before the age of 5, that's the important foundation building. And if we do it wrong, then that person spends the rest of their life trying to fix something that isn't working right. Yeah. And that's not a good way to do it.
Right. Think about just when I think about my own child and her first couple years of life, I just can't believe how much has to happen, how much they have to figure out.
Absolutely.
From figuring out how to move their fingers to walking and talking and trusting and the whole bit.
And we now have, within the last 5 years, we literally can hook babies up, scientists can, I can't do this, but and see what's happening, watch the neural connections being formed as it's happening. So when you talk to a baby, and you can see that they're computing, they're running statistics like, does this word mean this or does this word mean this? And yeah, it's all happening. 0 to 3.
Right. Figuring out language.
Yeah.
So much.
Emotional cues, how do things work, how am I supposed to be in a relationship with people? All of those things are figured out.
Wow. So how can we best help these little ones reach their full potential?
Sure. What we have discovered is that our grandmas always knew this and we always knew this, but we are born as social creatures. And so babies need a responsive, sensitive, caring adult in their lives at all time to respond to their needs and to interact and visit and take care of them. And as children grow, they need an enriched environment where they're having these opportunities to explore and discover and play and without having to worry about health and safety issues. Because that interferes with, if those things aren't met, that interferes with what's happening for babies. So that's what we need. One of the challenges is we don't necessarily have a good system in place in our country right now for delivering that.
Okay. So what do you mean by that exactly?
Sure. Okay. So when I was little, in the 70s, the economic situation was that my dad could work. Mm-hmm. And then he brought home one income, and I lived a pretty good life. So now today, what we're finding is that to have the equivalent of, a house and access to food and access to healthcare, it takes sometimes 2.5 people mm-hmm. working full-time to provide the equivalent of that. So moms and dads are not at home responding to their babies anymore. About 74% of the children under 6 in Minnesota have moms and dads that are working outside of the home. So they're not at home with their moms and dads. So we're not providing the same types of experiences that we did for children.
Right. So that impacts where they're at developmentally and such, depending on where they go. I mean, good daycare is hard to find.
Uh-huh.
So some daycares are really kid-centric and some have a TV on.
Right. So particularly in this country, we know that high-quality experiences matter. And it doesn't matter if it's in a family child care or if you're with grandma or if you're home with mom. It's that's the nature of the experiences you have. They have to be high-quality. There has to be this responsive, this relationship, mm-hmm. Caring relationship that's built. And so we know that across the country, only about 10% of care for infants and toddlers actually meets the standard of high quality. So we're not doing it
Right.
We also know that more recently, it costs more to send your baby to a child care than it does to send your recent grad to the first year of college. And so we have a system that isn't working.
Yeah.
It's not working to get babies what they need and to get families what they need so they can get babies
right.
what they need.
What happens to society overall when these little ones aren't getting what they need?
Yeah, I think we're starting to glimpse some of that. Mm-hmm. We're living through a time of great change. There's emerging research on something called toxic stress. And toxic stress happens in a baby's life when everybody experiences stress. Stress is not a bad thing. And when a child is experiencing stress and they have a responsive caregiver that's kind of there to help them mediate that situation, like, oh, it's going to be okay, and oh, this happened, and let me explain it to you, and it's going, you know, we'll get through this. And the child learns how to bring themselves back down to a moderated state. Then it's not toxic stress. But when that piece is missing, that a child is just experiencing stress without that caring and responsive relationship, there's literally neural connections are eaten away by a stress hormone called cortisol. So one of the analogies in my head is like, remember lead poisoning? When we knew if kids were exposed to this poisonous thing and it wrecked their brains,
yeah.
We did something about that. We as a society got together and said, hey, we don't want this happening to our children. Well, toxic stress is the same thing. We're exposing kids to something that's poisonous to them, and it's wrecking their brains, and we haven't responded to say, how do we protect that?
Is there any way to fix it? Like, once that damage is done because of toxic stress?
Sure. Well, you know, yes, there are ways. I mean, but the argument is, sure, we can provide a special education, and we can provide, you know, interventions. All of those things are far more costly. And the research shows that when the damage is done early, the outcomes of people for their health, for their contributions to society, you know, whether they end up in jail or not, end up with a criminal record, they get diseases. It's just, we really shouldn't be doing this to ourselves as a society or to the kids.
What can we do to start changing society?
Yeah. So this film, No Small Matters, is an attempt to start a national dialogue about, hey, we're not quite doing this right. And if we don't change anything, this is kind of the path that we're on. It's a little bit dystopian and terrifying. One of the things we have to try to figure out is, how do we build communities that support families? Because you can't just work with a child. Every child comes with lots of pieces and parts attached. And so we have to figure out, how is it that we're going to support families so that they can provide for their children? Half of the kids in Minnesota I'm bad with statistics. I'm sorry. I should have written them down. Are in poverty. So if we have poverty situations widespread, then moms and dads are busy either at work trying to bring, you know, money in to put food on the table, pay the bills, you know, figure things out. And they're not that distracts. I mean, it's a responsibility we all have, but the stress that causes to not be able to provide the resources means you're not in that responsive relationship with the baby.
Yeah.
So we need to look at bigger community-wide, statewide, nationwide changes in our systems so families can thrive.
Wow. And the changes take so long to see the difference.
I know.
It's
yeah.
Shocking and yeah. terrifying.
There is a project happening in Bemidji where this discussion is occurring right now, where the Rural Child Care Initiative project is coming to town, and they're trying to help Bemidji figure out what do you want for the children,
mm-hmm.
and how can this community come together and do that. So I'm really excited that there's little spots where people are coming together and talking about, you know, are we creating the world we want for our kids? And if not, what,
yeah.
you know, what can we do? How do we change that?
Yeah, that's Lena Cole. She's a professor at Bemidji State University, and she specializes in early childhood education and development. There was something I was reading on as I was preparing for this, actually a couple things. One of them was that the vocabulary kids are exposed to isn't the first year.
So there's some research out there that shows by your income level, the types of language that you hear, the biggest, we start to see a huge differentiation by about age three, that kids that come from families that are higher income or professional moms and dads have a significantly higher vocabulary. And then when you track that through, they do better in school, they have better social relationships. And then children that come from families in poverty only have about a third of the vocabulary at the same age. And one of the things that's interesting, and so in the field of education, we talk about achievement gaps and we talk about this disparity. But what we're asking people to think about now is to think about the opportunity gap, because it's happening. This differentiation of what people will achieve is happening before kids get to school. We can explain the achievement gap before kids get to kindergarten.
Right. So the something has to change in our system. And that's what this hopefully the movie will inspire conversations.
To say what, you know.
In their communities.
We're not doing it right. What should we be doing? Right.
Yeah. So what's going to happen on Tuesday night?
So sure. I'm going to set out some popcorn and lemonade and snacks at about 5:30 at the Basement Theater in Benson Hall. And at 6 o'clock, we will screen the film. It's about 75 minutes long. And we'll do a short conversation afterwards, a facilitated discussion about, you know, what struck you. Is there anything that you want to take action on? Who should you be talking to? How can we come together and initiate some of the changes we would desire for our youngest citizens?
It's so tricky, because if it happens before kids get to school, it's like, how do you get in there and make a difference?
Right. And so that's one of the big questions is we have a system once kids are five.
Yeah.
Let me scratch my head on that.
Well, that's where we have a meeting of the minds to try to figure out some solutions.
Absolutely.
Thanks for all the work you're doing to hopefully make our whole world better.
Yeah, and I hope to see you Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Lena. That's Lena Cole. She's at Bemidji State University. The movie No Small Matters will start. Will show at 5:30.
Snacks at 5:30.
Snacks
film
at 5:30. Film at 6 Tuesday night in Benson Hall at Bemidji State University. Thank you.